So I still don't really know what Rumi is going on about in his poem. But it does feel like finding a railing to follow in the dark. Yeah, thinking about that poem, it's like following a railing in the dark. And what I get a sense of that poem being about is to do with trust. I think it's to do with trust. And it's what Xuan Zang calls the trusting mind. It's about trusting ourselves and our experience. I think it's about trusting that reality is manifesting all around us and that we can trust that there is reality and there is our own sense of that and our own experience. So Xuan Zang says,
emptiness here, emptiness there. For the infinite universe stands always before your eyes. One thing, all things, move among and intermingle without distinction. To live in this realization is to be without anxiety about non-perfection. To live in this faith is the road to non-duality, because the non-dual is one with the trusting mind.
So the non-dual is one with the trusting mind. So I'm going to finish with a little story. And it's a little story that you can think about when you're washing your clothes. Soap is the dirt we buy. We introduce it to the dirt we already have. These two dirts are so pleased to see each other that they mingle and swim around in the water together amongst our clothes. Until, when the moment is right, we lift the clothes free of both soap and dirt. Buddhism is the dirt you buy. Introduce it to the dirt you have.